You are listening to an Aquacast brought to you by the Aquarium of the Pacific. Welcome to our sea otter habitat. We have three sea otters here at the Aquarium of the Pacific, Charlie, Brooke, and Summer. All three of our otters are rescued animals and were participants in the Sea Otter Research and Conservation Program, known as SORAC. Otters are born almost completely helpless and depend on their mothers for about the first 6 months of their lives. She teaches them to forage, swim, and groom themselves, all things that are essential for sea otter survival. When sea otters are abandoned at a very young age, there are usually programs in place to rehabilitate and release them. On occasion, sea otters are deemed non-releasable for one reason or another and may be sent to live in aquariums or zoos. Otters are the smallest of all marine mammals, but unlike seals and sea lions, they do not have a thick layer of blubber to keep them warm in the cold waters where they live. Otters depend on their fur coats for warmth and protection. As a matter of fact, otters have the thickest fur coat of any animal on Earth, with 800,000 to a million hairs per square inch, about the same as one adult German shepherd. Sea otters spend much of the day foraging for food to fuel their high metabolism. They can consume over 25% of their body weight every day. To give you an idea of just how much food that is, think of it this way. If you weigh 100 pounds, you would be eating 100 quarter-pound hamburgers each day in order to eat 25% of your body weight. Sea otters are one of the few animals that actually use tools to survive. They often forage for hard-shelled animals like abalone, urchins, and clams that attach to the bottom of the ocean. Since they don't eat underwater, all of their food must be brought to the surface. They are able to carry multiple animals by storing them in folds of skin under their front paws. These folds are sometimes called pockets, but unlike the pockets of marsupials, such as kangaroos, they are simply folds of loose skin. In order to break open the hard shells of their favorite foods, otters sometimes collect rocks and store them in their pockets as well. The otter lies on its back, takes out one piece of food at a time, opening the shells and using its stomach as a dining table. Originally, sea otters ranged in all the coastal Pacific waters of North America. However, the fur trade of the 1800s depleted the sea otter population. The International Fur Treaty, signed in 1911, helped to protect otters from total extinction, but they have been slow to recover. There are only about 2,000 otters along the Northern California coast. Currently, sea otters are protected by the California Endangered Species Act, the Federal Endangered Species Act, and the Marine Mammal Protection Act of 1972, but their populations still face many challenges. Without our help, the otter population can't be protected from further harm. So we hope you'll support legislation that protects habitats as well as the animals that live there. Aquacast can be found at www.aquariumofpacific.org.